USA Radio News.
Three people are dead and dozens are injured after an Amtrak train derailed after hitting a dump truck in Missouri. The National Transportation Safety Board said it is launching a 14-member GO team to investigate the crash. The team is scheduled to arrive Tuesday. This comes one day after an Amtrak train collided with a car in California, killing three people. A 3-year-old boy has died after he was left in a hot car in Columbus, Georgia. Officials believe the boy had been in the car for about 2 hours and 45 minutes. This marks the 7th child to die in a hot car in the U.S. this year. This is all according to the national nonprofit KidsInCars.org. This is USA Radio News.
Michael Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
NATO is increasing.
NATO will increase the size of its high readiness forces to well over 300,000. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced at a press briefing Monday.
But of course, this has to be understood in the light of what has already happened. Because since the invasion, we have doubled the size of the existing battle groups, more or less doubled the size of the existing 4 battle groups we had before the invasion.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Judges in Louisiana and Utah temporarily blocked state trigger laws that immediately ban abortion after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. The lawsuit against trigger laws, which 13 states have on the books, will likely merely delay the bans 14 days and possibly a little bit more. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
CVS and Walmart are limiting customers' ability to stockpile emergency contraceptives after a surge in demand followed the Supreme Court's recent decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Wall Street Journal reported that CVS was cutting off online purchases after 3 units, while Walmart's immediately available pills were restricted to 4 or 6. A CVS spokesperson confirmed that temporary limits have been put in place and that the company had not run out of Plan B in its stores or warehouses. Planned Parenthood has advised against hoarding emergency contraceptives. In a statement, the organization warned that stockpiling an arsenal of pills would deprive customers needing them more urgently. A storage tank carrying toxic gas fell during transportation in Jordan's Aqaba port, releasing clouds of gas that killed 13 and injured 251. Footage from the state television shows clouds of yellow erupting from the port. The leak occurred when a cable lifting 25 metric tons of poisonous chlorine broke, causing the container to bash into a ship. Officials say that the death toll is likely to rise. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.